Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this privilege and opportunity I had to be with you another Saturday morning. I hope and pray the Lord bless you today. I hope you come and brought your heart today. And I hope you purposely turned me on today to listen. And if you hadn't today and you just by chance, I really hope you stay and listen until the broadcast is over. And I pray that God will speak to you. I pray that if you've never been really born again and really, really been saved, then I hope and pray you'll get saved today. I hope and pray the Word of God will be sown into your heart, that you'll be able to receive the gospel today and be born again to be saved and have your citizenship placed in heaven. And I tell you, be walking in newness of life from this day forward. I tell you, it's nothing like it, nothing like being saved. I tell you, when I got saved, He changed my life completely. I mean, He took out the old heart of stone and He cut it out. He put a heart of flesh inside me. And I've been a brand new creature ever since. I tell you, I don't look on people the same. Everything about me is different. When I got saved, I'm still in the world. I'm still in this old flesh of mine, this old body of flesh. One day it's going to go back from the dust from whence it came. It's going to be dropped. One day I'm going to have a new body. I'm going to have a brand new life. But my life has changed in Jesus here. But one day I'm going to have a new body. But while I live here today, I tell you, I've got the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. He's done that to me when He saved me. When He cut out the heart of stone, when He put a heart of flesh there, then He put His Holy Spirit in me to be with me, to walk with me. He's my friend, you see. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, one in three and three in one. You don't have one without the other. And so He lives inside me. And that's my comfort. That's my comforter. That's what helps me and guides me and directs my path each and every day because of what He did at Calvary for me. He's done it for the world. He's done it for all. And all that will receive Him today, all that will open up their hearts and believe this gospel, all that will listen to Him as He speaks to your heart and really sees themselves and repents about their sins, in other words, confesses their sins to God and wanting to be saved above everything, He will save you. He will come into your heart. All you got to do is open up your heart. In other words, you got to be honest about yourself. You got to know you need to be saved. You need to know that you're a sinner. You got to know and need and want and desire God above everything else. Be willing to forsake everything. The Bible said everything. Just be willing to. You're not going to lose anything that you need to have and that you should have. Anything that you lose that be needed be lost because it's going to tackle you down. It's not going to satisfy you. It's going to be of the flesh. And see, we don't need those things today. We're to lay aside every weight when we get saved and every sin that so easily besets us, running the race with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We're to have faith, my friend. The Bible said the just shall live by faith. And when you get saved, that's what you do. You live by faith. Faith in the Lord Jesus. I know I had faith to believe on the Lord Jesus by the gospel that I heard. When the man of God stood up and preached, it got down in my heart. I was just a little boy. I was just 6, 7 years old when I first heard the gospel. And when, by 8 years old, I got saved because the Holy Spirit gave me understanding. I had faith to believe by hearing the Word of God. Faith come by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And I heard the Word of God. I believed it. I wanted help. I tell you, I lived in a home that my dad, he didn't mean to be, but he was very violent at times. And he was an alcoholic. He was a drug addict and he had some bad problems and he was just running wild. And he just put us through a lot of trouble and turmoil that he did. And I tell you, it was a very big grief. But not only that, just being young and foolish, and you know how it is. And when you lie, you say things and you do things even at a young age. And I knew that I was a sinner after I heard the Word of God. I needed peace. That's one thing that I realized that I didn't have. I was troubled. My mind was troubled. I was very disturbed. I just didn't know what to do, where to turn. I tell you what I had bottled up inside me, the things that I seen and the things that we went through. And when my cousin came and took us to church, I heard the man of God preach. He was preaching in his house. The Lord called him to preach and he started in his house, in his living room with just a handful of people. I don't know how many it was at the time, 15 or 20 or so, maybe. I don't know, but it was just a very few. But yet, I went and I heard the Word of God. I mean, we didn't have different classes. We was just in his home. But there I sat in this little old chair right beside the fireplace. And he stood up and he preached. And the Holy Spirit of God took over. And the Holy Spirit began to tackle me. I mean, the Holy Spirit began to convict me, began to surround me, and began to draw me with that love that I was seeking for. I was seeking for love. I didn't know what I really needed. But as I heard the Word of God, I realized what I needed. I realized I needed Jesus. And when I cried out to him, I tell you, he saved me. And he gave me what I was searching for, what I was looking for, that I didn't even know I was looking for. It was him. It was peace. It was joy. It was fellowship. It was comfort. It was love, thank God. And he saved me just like I was and made me a brand new creature. I tell you, he lifted up off the burden off of me, the burden of sin, the condemnation of sin. He took it away. In the very instant I got saved, I had peace that came in. It flowed in like a river flowing. I mean, it just flowed right into my soul. And I tell you, it was just so wonderful. The grief left me. I loved everybody. I just wanted to do right from that day forward. Whatever I just felt good about doing, I did it. I tell you, I began to clean house and help mama out, and things are just trying to straighten up. And I was reading my Bible. I couldn't read a whole lot, but I was reading my Bible. I was trying to do right. I was trying to help my brother and my sisters, and I was trying to do things that are right. We had a TV, and that old music would come on at times and start blasting and different things like that, and I'd go over and turn it down. I mean, the Lord was just dealing with me. I mean, I had convictions about things already at a young age, and I began to go and turn it down until it was over and things of that sort, because I knew that was wrong. I felt it. I knew it was wrong. The things of the world, the old music of the world don't have nothing to do with me. I tell you, it don't do nothing for me. It'll move the flesh because I'm still in the flesh and I have no desire for it. I tell you, my joy is in the songs of Zion. My joy is singing the hymns of God and singing about Jesus and to hear someone singing about the Lord and about his work and things of that sort in the Holy Spirit, not with the type of music that goes along with the world. I'll tell you, that's the difference. I'll tell you, people say, well, this is gospel rock, or this is gospel country, this is country gospel, or whatever, rap gospel, and so forth. And those things are of the world. They're of the flesh. I tell you, my friend, when you really get saved, he puts a song in your heart. And I tell you, those things are foreign to you when you're saved. When you listen to those things, they're foreign. They're of the flesh. It don't feed the soul. It don't do nothing for the soul when you really get saved. When you hear the music of Zion, I tell you, it makes you rejoice. I tell you, you know it. And that's what it's all about, having a personal experience in grace and knowing the Lord Jesus and those type of things. I tell you, you don't have no joy in them. I tell you, when I got saved, I mean, I wanted to go to church. I wanted to sing. And I tell you, the Holy Spirit would bring those songs back to my mind as I would work during the day when I got older and went to work and things like that. And I tell you, in the morning when I would wake up or so forth, that these songs that constantly through the day, he will bring the songs of Zion to you when you're really saved, if you're trying to walk in the light of his word. And that's communion, that's comfort. And I tell you, it just rejoices the heart. Those words that we sing about are real to us. We know it's true. We know that somebody wrote that song that was living for God and knew what it was like to live for God and to face different things and to suffer for Christ, which is a wonderful thing. The Bible said, just jump for joy if you've been counted worthy to suffer for the cause of Christ. But you know, when you sing those signs, when those songs, and when they come to your mind, you know that these people just walk with God, and what a wonderful thing that is. And I tell you, it's joy. It's the Holy Spirit, in other words, gave it to them, and it's to comfort us. And so I don't have no thing. I don't have no joy in those things of the world. My joy is in Christ. My joy is in him. And that's also what you'll have if you'll get saved. You'll have joy and peace. The Bible said it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. You just never get over it. I tell you, the closer you get, the better it gets. I tell you, every day is sweeter. Like the song says, and my preacher has preached this for years, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I just learned to love Him more and more. I tell you, He's the one I'm looking for. He's the one I'm searching for. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. And I tell you, when you get saved, I mean, your days become sweet and precious to you. I tell you, everything changes. I mean, the birds starts chirping. You hear them. I tell you, you see God's handiwork, the things that you didn't really see before. You just go on. You're just a dead man. You're just a dead woman. You're just a dead person without Christ. The Bible said in the book of Ephesians, ye who were dead in trespasses and sin, He quickened you and made you alive. He's talking to the believers there, the church of Ephesus, and telling them that they were dead in trespasses and sin. But when you've been quickened and made alive, you're walking in newness of life. He began to go on and talk about, it's by grace are you saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's the gift of God. You can't get to heaven by doing good, just trying to turn over a new leaf, trying to do better. I tell you, you'll go to hell with all that. But I tell you, if you'll come to Him by faith, believing, and you repent of your sins and cry out to God like that, be willing to give up everything in your life, be willing to forsake sin, then you'll get saved and you'll be justified by faith. Jesus talked about that. Paul talked about it in the book of Galatians. He talked about in his other books that it's by faith. And but when faith came, he talked about that we were it's by grace or through faith. And so when faith came, that's what we've been born again. We've been saved by faith, by grace through faith. In other words, it's not of the law, but by faith is what Paul taught them and preached to them. And so you get saved today, it'll be by faith. So come to Him today with a broken heart. Come with a believing heart today. Come to Him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Let me tell you today, my friend, at the end there's going to be a separation. I tell you today, there's going to be many people say that they were saved and that they were a sheep, that they were born again. But there's going to come a time when He's going to divide the sheep from the goats. I tell you, that's what He's going to do. It's just like a man down here has sheep and goats. He will separate them. And these on the left will be the goats and these on the right will be the sheep. And I tell you, that's going to be a time like that when the Bible said that there's going to be a white throne judgment. All those that's not saved is going to stand before God, going to give an account. They're going to be cast into hell, the second death. That's what the Bible said. Death and hell were delivered up. That's what it is. The soul is in hell, that the Bible said, and the body is in the ground. So death and hell were delivered up and stood before God. These are the unbelievers. These are those that are as the goats. And so they're going to go to hell. But these that are saved, we're going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ, give an account for every deed done in the body, whether it be good or bad. Therefore, knowing the terror of the Lord, Paul said, he said, I persuade men. And so there's going to be a separation between the goats and the sheep. Those who are not saved and those who are saved. And my friend today, you're going to stand before Jesus one way or the other. And I pray to God that you're going to stand before Him at the judgment seat of Christ for the believer standpoint and not the standpoint of the unbeliever where you'll be cast out in that day. But you don't have to. He died an awful death. He took your place. He died on Calvary for you. That's where you should have died. He took your place. He took and went to hell for you and I, that we wouldn't have to die sin and go to hell. The Bible tells us that up from the grave He arose. He got up. The Bible said He went down in the heart of the earth, and He, no doubt, He took the keys of death from the devil. And like one man said, He shook him in his face, and the Bible said He went down and delivered up paradise. The Bible said, and took him into heaven, led captivity captive, gave gifts unto men. And I tell you, one day He's coming back to rapture the church. He's coming back to get His church out of here. And when He comes, I'm going with Him. My friend, I hope and pray you're going with us. I hope and pray you get saved today and you'll be able to come and go with us to heaven. Because if you continue to go and live like you're living and you never get saved, I'll tell you, time's going to come. It could come today and you'll be forever lost. God help you today. I see my time's come and gone. God bless you in Jesus' precious name. And amen.